The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
All right, good afternoon, everyone. This is End Time Headlines. I'm Ricky Scaparro, the founder, the voice, and the pastor of End Time Headlines. And we want to welcome everybody here that's going to be hopping on via by Facebook Live and by listening by podcast, and also you guys on YouTube as well. If this is your first time joining us, I want to encourage you to at least if on Facebook Live, if you can, comment below and let us know that this is your first time joining us to the broadcast. We always like to acknowledge the presence of new individuals coming on. If you're listening by podcast, again, thank you for coming on here and listening to these. And you guys on YouTube, again, if you would, let us know below in the comment section that you are new as well. So I'm going to let everybody know up front, if you hear me sniffling and coughing and sneezing, it is not coronavirus. It's called allergies. It's not COVID-19. It's pollen 2020. I just got done mowing the yard here at the house probably literally about a half hour ago, and there's tree pollen and everything stuffed in my nose, and it's going to be a pretty rough night until all this kind of subsides. So just wanted to let everybody know up front so they don't freak out. But hey, let's get to this thing, guys. I want to talk about why we need a Joseph in the White House. Why we need a Joseph in the White House. If you did not see our last podcast or listen to our last podcast, watch our last Facebook. In fact, it wasn't even put on podcast. We did a Facebook Live. When was it? Thursday night? I think it was Thursday night or Friday. I think it was Thursday night with Brother Daniel Baker from Alabama. We could not get him onto the show via by video, which we're working on that. We're going to get that fixed, and I'm going to have him come back on again as a guest, and we'll have all the video up. But we had to do some work around and get an audio, and the audio was very choppy, so we weren't able even to upload that to YouTube or podcast. So that was an exclusive Facebook video that we did, and you can go back and watch that if you'd like to. But I want to kind of dovetail off of that, because I got a little bit into, if you listen to a little bit of that broadcast on Thursday with Daniel, I got into a little bit about this. And when I touched on this, it was actually through prayer. When I was praying in this, I really felt like, wow, this is a devotional word, and I believe we need this word in this hour. So that's what I want to talk about. So Job 33:15-18 says, in a dream and a vision of the night, when deep sleep falls upon men while slumbering upon their beds, then he, speaking of the Lord, opens the ears of men and he seals their instruction in order to turn man from his deed, conceal pride from him, and keep back his soul from the pit and his life from perishing by the sword. So just to break this down, this passage of scripture in the book of Job, chapter 33, tells us that the Lord many times can speak to us in a dream or a vision, not just Old Testament, under the Old Covenant, before Christ, even today. And I'm going to show a little bit of scriptures to back this up, and then we're going to get into the main text of this. So again, the Lord many times can give warnings and instructions to individuals to keep their soul from the pit, to keep them perishing by the sword, which is, anytime you see the word sword in the Word of God, it means war. So to protect them, keep them, preserve them, instruct them, give them wisdom, and give them direction. Does everybody understand that? Let me say that again. Many times the Lord speaks through dreams and visions to give men instructions, to give them warning, to give them direction, to keep them from making stupid decisions, or to give them wise counsel. All right? So, and in the book of Joel 2:28, this is also an Old Testament verse, but it's still relevant for today. Joel 2:28-29, the Lord says that he would pour out his spirit on all flesh, and old men will dream dreams, and young men shall see visions. So God is speaking, not only is he speaking to older individuals like myself, but he's speaking to younger individuals like my son, who's only 12 years of age, and the younger generation, and even as young as 4 or 5. I believe God speaks today. Now you say, well, I want a New Testament scripture. Okay, John 16:13. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, and he has come, he came on the day of Pentecost in the upper room when they were praying, 120, he fell, he has remained, he never got taken back up to heaven, the Holy Spirit is still here today, operating today, moving through the people of God today, he's still inspiring men and women of God today, speaking through them behind pulpits and churches, on social media, he's still using the body of Christ, working through the hands and feet of the body of Christ, and he's still, listen to this, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak of his own authority, but he will speak of that which he hears from the Father in heaven, and he will tell you things to come. That's future tense. So again, the Holy Spirit is in the business of speaking to you and I today about things that have not yet happened. Not present tense. He can give us wisdom in present tense. He can give us counsel in present tense. But he can warn us of events that have not yet happened. Why? So that we can be prepared, so that when these events do happen, we're not caught off guard. And that's what I want to show you here. Again, just as a point of reference here, God spoke to Daniel, gave him instructions. He spoke to Jacob. He spoke to Joseph, and we're going to talk about Joseph in a second. God spoke through a vision to Peter on the housetop of Joppa and gave him instructions what to do, to go to the house of Cornelius. The Holy Spirit spoke in a dream. The Lord spoke through a dream and gave a dream to the wife of Pontius Pilate, who didn't even have a relationship with God. The Holy Spirit spoke in a dream to Pharaoh and gave him a dream. And we're going to talk about that. He spoke in a dream to Nebuchadnezzar. Now, what does Pontius Pilate's wife have, Nebuchadnezzar have, and Pharaoh? What are all three of these have in common? You ready? All three of them, to my knowledge, at least two of the three that I know for a fact, did not have a relationship with the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But isn't it ironic that God still chose to speak through people that didn't even have a covenant with him? Now, let's talk about this. Let's get into the next part of this, what I want to talk about. Genesis chapter 41. Genesis 41. Why we need to be praying for a Joseph in the White House. Here we go. Genesis 41. There's a lot of good stuff in this whole chapter right here in Genesis 41. Then it came to pass at the end of 2 full years that Pharaoh had a dream. And behold, he stood by a river. And suddenly there came up out of the river 7 cows that were fine looking. They were fat and they were fed in the meadow. And then behold, same dream, but it was a different sequence. 7 other cows came up after them. They came up out of the river. They were ugly. They were gaunt. And they stood by the other cows on the bank of the river. And then suddenly, in the dream, the ugly and gaunt cows ate up the 7 fine and fat-looking cows. So Pharaoh awoke. Now look. If any of us had a dream like this today, in the condition that the church is predominantly in right now, that has a form of godliness, but they deny the power, they deny the power of the Holy Ghost, they deny the supernatural, they deny the working of the Holy Spirit. If somebody in your church had a dream similar to this, and went and tried to share this dream, I guarantee you most of the church would laugh at them, ridicule them, mock them, and they would say, you ate too much pizza, you ate too many tacos, and you just had some dreams and crazy dreams. It's not from God because God don't speak today. God, you know, blah, 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 blah. Don't tell me he wouldn't, and don't tell me they wouldn't say that because I see it all the time. But watch this. It says Pharaoh awoke. Pharaoh, who did not have a covenant with God and wasn't serving God. Keep this in mind. He slept and he dreamed a second time. And suddenly seven heads of grain came up on one stalk. They were plump. They were good. And then behold, another sequence of dreams came up. Or another dream. Seven thin heads, blighted by the east wind, sprang up after them. And the seven thin heads devoured the seven plump and full heads. So Pharaoh awoke. And indeed, it was a dream. Somebody say, it was a dream. Now it came to pass in the morning that his spirit was troubled. All right, there's another. If you're taking notes, write this down. Many times you can determine whether or not a dream is from the Lord or not by one of the indications is, are you troubled in your spirit? Are you perplexed? Do you have a stirring in your heart? Notice it said after these dreams that Pharaoh, he woke out of his bed and it said that his spirit was troubled. This is a guy who's not even serving God, and he says that his spirit was troubled. And he knew enough and had enough sense to know that the dream that he had had prophetic meaning. All this is going to mean something here in a second, guys. More so that he called for the magicians of Egypt and all the wise men. And Pharaoh told them his dreams, but there was no one that it can interpret them for Pharaoh. So it's interesting that there was a man who was a chief butler. Now this was the guy, let me give you a little bit of a backdrop on this. There was a baker and a butler that was in prison with Joseph, because remember Joseph was falsely accused. He was abandoned by his brother, sold to slavery. He was falsely accused by Potiphar's wife. He was thrown into a pit, thrown into a dungeon, thrown into a jail cell, if you want to call it that. And he was, while he was in the jail cell, there was a baker and a butler that was sent there. Both of these men had dreams, and Joseph, who was inspired by the Holy Spirit, had a covenant with the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and who had a gift of interpreting dreams and was a dreamer himself, heard the dreams of the baker and the butler, interpreted the dreams, prophesied over them, and it was fulfilled. And one of them, the baker, was killed, just as Joseph predicted or prophesied through his dream, the interpretation of the dream. But the butler lived. And he asked the butler not to forget him. And for a time, the butler forgot him. But consequently, I could preach a message in a message. But consequently, at the right time, at the appointed season, another dream got brought up in the presence of the butler, who immediately remembered Joseph and said, ho, wait a minute. Wait a minute, Pharaoh. I know of a man who interprets dreams, because I am standing before you today, O Pharaoh, because the interpretation of his dream came to pass. Listen to what he says. And then the chief butler, this is verse 9. If you're following along with me in scripture, Genesis 41:9. Then the chief butler spoke to Pharaoh, saying, I remember my faults this day, when Pharaoh was angry with his servants and put me in custody in the house of the captain of the guard, both me and the chief baker. We each had a dream in one night, Each of us dreamed according to the interpretation of his own dream. And now there was a young Hebrew man with us there. Again, I'm just reiterating. He's reiterating what I just told you. A servant of the captain of the guard. We told him, and he interpreted our dreams for us. Each man, he interpreted according to his own dream. And it came to pass just as he interpreted for us, so it happened. He restored me to my office, and the baker was hung. And then Pharaoh sent and called for Joseph, and they brought him quickly out of the dungeon. And he shaved, changed his clothes, and came to Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said to Joseph, I have had a dream, and there was no one who could interpret it. But I have heard that it was said of you that you can understand a dream to interpret it. So Joseph answered Pharaoh. Listen to the humility in this man. He's saying, it is not in me. It is not in me, O Pharaoh, but God himself will give Pharaoh an answer of peace. And Pharaoh said to Joseph, behold, in my dream. So he gives him the interpret. He tells him the dream. I'm not going to reiterate all this for sake of time. He tells him the dream again. And listen what it says in verse 25. Remember the dream. The seven cows, the fat cows, seven skinny cows, the seven things of wheat, and then the seven famished things of wheat, and each time was devoured by one or the other. Verse 25. And Joseph said to Pharaoh, the dreams of Pharaoh are one. God has shown Pharaoh what he is about to do. Again, I have to stop this right here. God has shown Pharaoh what he is about to do. Again, let this sink in. Pharaoh did not have a covenant with God. But yet God, in his mercy and in his sovereignty, spoke to Pharaoh of what he was about to do. Did you know the Bible says that God does nothing lest he first reveal it to his servants, the prophets? And I hate to tell you today, whether you like it or not, whether you believe me or not, there is still prophets in the earth today. I'm going to say it again for the back row that didn't hear me. There is still prophets in the church today. And I don't mean just in a brick four-wall building church. I'm saying in the ecclesia, in the body of Christ, there are still prophets today. Joseph said, Pharaoh, these dreams that you had are one, and God has shown you what he's about to do. The seven good cows are 7 years, and the seven good heads are 7 years, and the dreams, plural tense, are one, and the seven thin and the ugly cows which came up after them are 7 years, and the seven empty heads blighted by the east wind are 7 years of famine. This is the thing which I've spoken to Pharaoh. God has shown Pharaoh what he is about to do. Indeed, listen to Joseph's instructions. Now, you got to get this, guys. Joseph represents, can I say this? In some essence here, Joseph represents a prophet. He represents a seer. Now, don't get too freaked out about that. That word seer is in the Old Testament. He's one. I shouldn't even open this can of worms because it takes almost an hour just to teach us. But he is one that can perceive or see future events. And there's foretell and foretell of prophecy. One's related to end times. Again, I don't want to get all into that. But Joseph here was a representation of God working through this man of God, foretelling, prophesying. He was showing him what as a warning to instruct. Why? What's the point? Ready? To give instructions to a nation's leader on what needs to be done in order for the nation to survive the predicament that it's about to get into. Oh, somebody's going to catch this in a second. See, listen to this. Joseph warns Pharaoh. Indeed, 7 years of great plenty will come throughout the land of Egypt. In other words, there's going to be great prosperity in Egypt. Everybody's going to, it's going to be good. It's going to be happy days. It's going to be much. It's going to be in abundance. Everybody's going to have jobs. Nobody's going to be unemployed. Nobody's going to be laid off. There's going to be exceedingly abundantly above all that we could even ask or think in abundance. There'll be plenty. But after that 7 years, there will be famine that will come, and all the plenty will be forgotten in the land of Egypt, and the famine will deplete the land. Now, I want to say this for a second. In this incident here, it was a period we know of, according to Scripture, it was 7 years. But listen, do you know what the 7 years represents? The 7 years represents a season. Come on, somebody. A season can be your season, my season, a nation's season. A season can be a week. It can be 3 days. It can be a few weeks. It can be a month. It can be a few months. It can be a year. It can be several years, 7 years, 10 years, 40 years, 70 years. A season is a season. We can't predict it. Come on. How many knows, at least where I'm at, the season of winter didn't even feel like winter. I mean, to be honest with you, it felt like the season of fall went all the way into spring because we really didn't have a winter at all. So seasons vary. They come and they go. They vary. So again, I can't determine how long your season is dependent upon my season. I can't compare because my season may be different than your season. And a nation, whether or not what they go through, their hardships, their blessings, whatever that is, will determine, it will be based on, number one, their obedience to God, whether they're obeying the God of it. Read Deuteronomy 28, Leviticus 26, it's all there. Joseph, isn't this amazing how, number one, God spoke to a heathen that didn't even know him and was showing him things to come. Number two, there was a man of God in the house. Now look, in case you didn't figure out where I'm going with this, whether you like him or not, Donald Trump is the president, the leader, the king, if you would, of the United States of America, the nation of America. And in case you didn't know, like him or not, he has surrounded himself with a committee or a council of Holy Spirit-filled believers. And I just so happen to believe that somewhere in the midst of that council is a Joseph. Now, I don't know how long this coronavirus is going to last. I don't have a word from God. I don't have a dream. I don't have a vision. And I'll be honest with you, I don't know many prophets or people that I know hear from God that even have a word of how long it's going to be. But here's what I do know. I believe with all my heart what I'm about to tell you. And that is, there's a tug of war going on, I believe, in the highest land or the highest place of office right now. There's a tug of war. You ready? And the tug of war is between faith and science. I believe there's two voices that are speaking into President Trump and trying to direct him. Now, this is not derogatory. Listen, I'm not refuting science at all. In fact, many times you'll discover that science is catching up with the Word of God. And I don't have time. I could get into, the book of Job and talk about there's certain things in the book of Job that it describes that years and years and years and years later, that was the scientists and science finally caught up to the creation of what was depicted in the Word of God, and they started agreeing with it. So again, this is why I personally believe this is why Trump came out originally and he gave a timeline of, you call it Easter, I call it Passover. And I believe this is why he was speaking by faith and saying, I see churches filled with people. Because I believe he was speaking by faith. Why? Because he's got people of faith speaking into him. But at the same time, he's got people like Anthony Fauci, which again, I'm not criticizing the man. He is an expert in infectious disease. That's what he does. And listen, when it comes to infectious disease, I'm going to listen to an expert in infectious disease. When it comes to getting my car repaired, I'm not going to listen to a guy who is a chef at a restaurant on how to fix and repair my car. I'm going to go to a master mechanic and listen to him because that's what he knows. That's what he's an expert in. So watch this. You just got to hear me all the way out here. So there's a tug of war of the science of this thing. And the faith of this thing. What are you trying to say, Brother Ricky? I'm trying to say, listen, I remember Fauci came out and said that it is not us that determines the timeline, but it's the virus that determines the timeline. Okay, what is that? That's the science speaking. But you know what? Faith says that we can call those things that be not as though they were. Faith says you can speak unto this mountain, be thou removed and cast thyself into the sea and not doubt in your heart, but believe all those things in which you say and it shall be done. If Jesus cursed sickness and disease, why cannot the body of Christ operate in the same authority? So we need a Joseph to rise up in the White House full of faith, full of the Holy Ghost, that hears from God. And who knows? I don't know. Who's to say that Trump has not been given dreams from the Lord and people has been interpreting these dreams? You think he's going to, I mean, come on, guys, think about this. You really think he's going to get on the White House lawn and say, you know what, last night I had some interesting dreams. You know, let me tell you these dreams. And he's going to get up there and blah, 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 blah. And here comes X so-and-so, and he's going to give the interpretation of the dreams. Come on, get real. That's not going to happen. But we don't know what goes on behind closed doors. But here's Joseph, who is a man of God, and Pharaoh, who is a political leader. He's not a man of God. He's not trying to serve God. He's serving false gods of Egypt. And he says, this is the thing which I've spoken to Pharaoh. God has shown Pharaoh what he's about to do. Indeed, listen to this. And he tells him, this famine will deplete the land. So the plenty will not be known in the land because of the famine that will follow. It will be very severe. Here's another principle. Genesis 41:32. Listen to this. Here's a principle. If you want to write this down, it's about dreams. This will help you out. I promise you it will. Here, listen to what he says. And the dream was repeated to Pharaoh twice. Here it is. Because the thing is established by God, and God will shortly bring it to pass. So listen, if you have a dream, and it's the same dream twice in some form or fashion, it's the two dreams are one, then this is, according to the Bible, this is a principle that it's established by God and it will shortly come to pass. These are one of these principles that you take, you remember this, and you apply this to your own personal life. Now watch this. Now therefore let Pharaoh, now Joseph gives instructions to Pharaoh. All right, Pharaoh, now you know what your dream means. Now you know what the interpretation means. Now it's time for you to take action. Verse 33. Now therefore let Pharaoh select a discerning and wise man and set him over the land of Egypt. Come on, wouldn't it be awesome if we get people in high places that are spirit-filled, full of the Holy Ghost, hears from God, warns people of things to come. Come on, that's what we need. Listen to this. And we do have them in some essence, believe it or not. Let Pharaoh do this. Let him appoint officers, plural tense, over the land to collect 1/5 of the produce of the land of Egypt in the 7 plentiful years. Now again, this doesn't even make sense in the natural. Here they are, they're in abundance and they're stockpiling. They're hoarding, if you would. They're prepping. Now it's amazing how when the economy was good and there was no pestilence, there was no plague, there was no war, everything was good. There was a lot of people that I know of, you heard about it on television. In fact, they made a television program about prepping. And this became a thing where people would go out and they would prep and they would buy all kinds of this and all kinds of that and they would store it up. And it was in the good times. But now when the bad times have come, and you can't find bread on the shelf, you can't find milk, you can't find toilet paper, you can't find this, you can't find, there's scarcity, there's famine, there's this. Now you got everybody lined up freaking out because they can't find anything because they didn't prepare beforehand. So watch this. So Joseph is getting Pharaoh instructions. He says, listen, Pharaoh, you need to begin to collect 1/5 of the produce of the land in the 7 years of plenty. Let them gather all the food of those good years that are coming and store up the grain under the authority of Pharaoh, and let them keep food in the cities. Notice they didn't keep it all for them, but they begin to distribute. There was a distribution. They were distributing the food in the cities. Why? You're about to find out. Verse 36, then that food shall be as a reserve for the land for the 7 years of famine, which shall be in the land of Egypt, that the land may not perish during the famine. Wow. Preparing. So the advice, listen to this, verse 37. So the advice was good in the eyes of Pharaoh and in the eyes of all of his servants. And Pharaoh said to his servants, can we find such a one as this, a man in whom is the Spirit of God? And then Pharaoh said to Joseph, inasmuch as God has shown you all this, there is no one as discerning and wise as you, and you shall be over my house. So Joseph was promoted. I have set you over all the land of Egypt. And listen to verse 53. I'm about to close, guys. And then the 7 years of plenty, which were in the land of Egypt, came to an end. In other words, that season ended. And then here comes the next season. The 7 years of famine began to come. Just as Joseph had said, the famine was in all the lands. But listen, the famine was all over. In fact, your Bible says it covered the whole earth. The whole earth was affected by this famine. But listen what your Bible says. But, listen to this. But in the land of Egypt, there was bread. Now, here's what I'm trying to tell you before we're going to pray and then we're going to close. This is what I'm trying to tell you. I believe that it's the will of God that there would be a Joseph in the White House right now, that there would be a Joseph in Britain. By the way, Boris Johnson is in really bad shape, guys. He's in the ICU, coronavirus. Has got him in the ICU. The Queen came out, made a statement. And I mean, it's looking bad for their leadership. So there needs to be a Joseph there as well. There needs to be a Joseph over in Australia and in Italy or in Europe. And there needs to be, listen, in all the nations, there needs to be a Holy Spirit, God-fearing man of God that knows and can give direction and counsel to what decisions need to be made. We, according to all the experts, the CDC, the World Health Organization, the Surgeon General, even President Trump has come out and said the next 2 weeks, by the way, it's not a coincidence that this next week and the following week, that time frame is in the same time frame as Passover, saying that this is going to be our Pearl Harbor. This generation's Pearl Harbor. We're going to see much death. There's going to be much destruction. Now, that is coming. Listen to this. This is interesting. While that is being said, at the same time, I found some sources today that are saying that things are starting to break light. There's starting to be breakthrough in Europe. And there's easing of restrictions take place. Governor Cuomo of New York came out today and said, it looks like the curve is starting to flatten out. And we may be in, this may be a sign of breakthrough. So again, I do not believe that it's coincidence that all this is transpiring on the eve of Passover and going into Passover. And then, listen, and then we posted an article today. There's a super moon that's going to be visible during Passover. By the way, there was one during Purim last month and now during Passover as well. So you have all these things coinciding with each other. What am I trying to say? I'm telling you guys, it's time. And in the midst of all this, listen, you got to pray for your country, wherever you represent. But for the United States of America, all my American brothers and sisters, we have got to pray that God would raise up the Joseph in the house to speak unto the ear of the President of the United States to give him clear, precise direction on where we need to go, when we need to leave, if we need to lift the restrictions, when we need to lift the restrictions. Why? Because it's literally a matter of life and death. And I believe the God of heaven, who knows the secrets, who knows things to come, can speak and reveal things to men on earth and give us direction. Again, God does nothing lest he first reveal it to his servants, the prophets. You know what that tells me? Just because people on TBN are not giving us direction, just because somebody on a Christian network's not giving direction, doesn't mean God ain't speaking. I said a long time ago, don't look for real prophets of God in Lear jets and extravagant hotels and huge mansions. I'm not looking for those prophets because those are probably not the right prophets anyway. The real prophets are the ones that are outcasted, ostracized, shut up down in dungeons and prisons and put in the backside of the deserts and wilderness. That's where your real prophets are. What are they saying? What are they seeing? What are they speaking in this hour? So let's pray right now, guys. That's where we're at. That's my word for today. This is our devotional word today. Let's pray right now. Father in heaven, I thank you, Lord Jesus, for the leadership that you've given us. Lord God, I thank you. Lord, you said in your word in the book of Daniel, whether the people like it or whether they don't like it, whether they're Democrat, whether they're Republican, whether they voted or they didn't. Your word says in the book of Daniel that it's God who raises up kings and it's God who sets down kings. Father, so we know that the man that you have in position and in the place of authority in this hour and in this season is exactly who you have, and that is President Donald J. Trump. And Father, I'm asking, Lord, just as you rose up a Joseph in the time of Pharaoh to give instructions on what needed to be done to survive as a nation, I'm asking, Father, that you would raise up a Joseph in this hour that is spirit-filled, Holy Ghost-driven, Holy Ghost-inspired, that knows how to give instruction and hear from heaven, that can speak into the ear and to the heart of our president and reveal to him exactly what our nation needs to do, what direction it needs to go in, what decisions it needs to be made. Father, for the sake of the people and for the remnant that are crying out for such a time as this. And Father, we'll give you the praise. We'll give you the glory. We'll give you the honor. We'll continue to keep praying. We'll continue to keep seeking, continue to keep fasting, continue to keep interceding and believing that breakthrough will come. And God, I'm asking, Lord, just as during the time of Passover, the death angel came, the pestilence came, the plagues came, and Father, but then on the other side of this thing, the door was open, and Lord, they came out, They were restored. And Father, you said eventually you'd led them out with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble one among them. So Father, I'm thanking you and praising you ahead of time and believing you, God, that this too shall pass. And it's in Jesus' name, all God's people said, amen and amen. Listen, guys, I want to thank you today and appreciate you for taking the time to, I know we're a little bit early today. Typically we come on here later around 6 or 7 p.m. Eastern, but we had to play it by ear today. But I want to thank you for coming on. If you're just joining us, please go back, watch this whole segment. Thank you on podcast. Thank you on YouTube. Again, I want to encourage you guys to follow us. Somehow, if you're on Facebook watching this, don't rely on Facebook alone. Go to our main website, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. You can follow us on Twitter. We're on Instagram. Listen, we have a free app, and it's available on Android, and it's available on Apple. And the link is right there on Facebook Live. You guys on podcast, listen by YouTube, go to our main website, endtimeheadlines.org. You're going to see places all over the website that you're going to see places you can click and get the app. Download the app from our Play Store on Apple and also on Android. And again, you guys on podcast and YouTube, it's endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. If you're blessed by this ministry, fed by this ministry, encouraged by this ministry, or informed, or all the above on a weekly basis, and you want to be a blessing to us and help us and partner with us and help us to remain strong through 2020, whatever the Lord puts on your heart, we want to encourage you to do that. You could do that right there on Facebook Live by clicking on the link. There's a link there for the main website. Just click on it, go there. You're going to see a place to give. You can give electronically or give by check or money order. All that is on your screen. You can see that, you guys on YouTube and on podcast. And there'll be more information at the end of this broadcast as well. So we love you guys. And listen, we're going to be back on here tomorrow, Tuesday, and I want to show you how God is moving in the midst of this pestilence. Again, I want to show you how God is moving and turning the hearts of men to Him right in the midst of tragedy. God is showing triumph. So don't miss that podcast tomorrow, that segment on Facebook Live here and on YouTube as well. So we will get that. We will, again, we'll announce that tomorrow. We will probably be on somewhere between 4 and 7. I know that's a 3-hour window, but we just have to play it by ear. Everything is crazy right now. A lot of people are being laid off. Schedules are changed. Kids are out of school. I mean, everything's just kind of shaken up. So we just kind of play it by ear. So we love you guys. God bless you again. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you tomorrow.
We hope that today's word was a source of blessing and encouragement to you and your family. End Time Headlines is a ministry that provides weekly teachings to equip believers and inform the discerning of the signs and seasons in which we are in. If you would like to help support this ministry with a gift of any amount, you can do so electronically by visiting our website at endtimeheadlines.org, where you can sow a one-time gift or set up monthly partnership. If you would like to give by check or money order, you can do so by writing to End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 2312, Clarksville, Indiana 47131. Thank you for your generous support and partnership to End Time Headlines.